Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc. And those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR. And the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Ah, yes, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 64th new wake-up call. I've done repeats. A lot of things have been going on lately, and Yahweh led me to this subject. The title of today's sermon is Controllable. Controllable. Okay? The book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15. Book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15. And I put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed, or seed line, progeny, children, okay, and her seed, progeny, children, and that's the first promise of the Messiah right there. He shall crush your head with a capital H. He, speaking of the Messiah. And you shall crush his heel. In other words, the seed of the serpent is going to follow along, biting at the heels of the chosen ones, Eve's children after this, okay? Culminating in the death of the Messiah by which he crushed the head of the serpent's seed, because if we take shelter with Yeshua Messiah and we follow him and we do what he told us to do, the way he told us to do it, we're beyond their control, okay? We're no longer controllable by them. That's how that works. Because all their machinations on the planet are engineered toward the one goal of controlling the seed line and controlling the destiny and even the very lives of true Israel, because the seed line of the serpent, the Nakash, the enchanter that whispered spells like a snake, he has always hated Adam, because we were to have dominion over this planet, and this is where he fled when he fell from grace and was cast out of the heavens, okay? There was war in heaven, and I beheld Satan falling like lightning. Well, where'd he fall? He fell here. And a whole bunch came with him, those that were in rebellion against Yahweh. Well, that war has never ended. It's been raging here on this planet ever since then. And I know there's a lot of people, oh, there's no devils, they don't exist. And well, okay. They don't exist. You can believe that. You can believe in the man in the moon, and you can believe whatever. I don't. I'm tired of arguing with non-believers. I'm just going to tell it like it is, and they can either take it or leave it. A lot of them will choose to leave it. I can't bail everybody out. I can't save anybody. That is done by Yeshua. But I can alert those that have an open mind to listen. And if I gather just a few to the remnant, then I have done my job. My job is to wake people up, hence wake up call. Let me get a little drink of coffee here, because I'm about to hold forth. As you can tell, I usually do. Let's go to the book of Hosea, chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4, now I'm reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. I like their translations, especially, it's good, okay? I like them. Verse 1, hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel. For Yahweh has a case against the inhabitants of the land. Okay, fast forward to now. Doesn't he have a case against the inhabitants of the land today? I'm just pausing. Of course he does. Continuing on in verse 1, for there is no truth or loving commitment or knowledge of Elohim in the land. Bada bing, bada boom, here we are. There's a great falling away. Our people, I'm not worried about the Katsuhundas and the Mabajabas and all the others. I'm talking to Israel only. I don't concern myself with these others. I'm talking about Israel. What are we, as Caucasian Israel, doing? Okay, how are we acting? Do we have truth or loving commitment or knowledge of Elohim today? For the most part. Oh, there are some. There's a remnant. I'm not preaching against a remnant. I'm talking in generalization of the people of our race. No, I'm sorry. I'm not seeing it. Verse 2. Listen to this here. Verse 2 of Hosea chapter 4. Swearing and lying and murdering and stealing and committing adultery have increased, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. What have we seen lately? Our greatest enemies are those of our own house. All these trolls that are attacking our people, Pastor Eli, etc., etc., etc. And you see photographs of these people when they're outed, and they're white people. A lot of them are white. Oh, we'll get some mixed bloods in there, but most of them are our own people. We got the apostates that have come out of CI and gone off on some tangent. You have them. They have become enemies of the truthers. They're off on some mission from some planet, and they're doing this and they're doing that. No, we got to do this and we got to do that. Okay, well, they've broken away from those that are trying to follow straight scripture. It's early in the morning, folks. Early, early, early. This is when I record because it's so quiet here. And I need coffee. Be real honest, I need coffee. That was the end of my first cup. I'm getting everything organized here. Now, what is the purpose of all these attacks by our own people and by the minions, etc., of the enemy, the remaining seed line of the Genesis Nachash, the enchanter, that is bred, and they have spread all over. And they go by a certain name. They admit in their books that they are of Edom. And they have bought up the media. Bought up the publishing houses, the TV stations, the radio stations, the movies, cable networks, internet stuff. They bought up all these, you know, YouTube, and just everything they own, okay? They have established their control. For a reason. All right. Verse 6 of chapter 4 of Hosea. My people have perished for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I reject you from being priests to me, because we were supposed to be priests and kings. Kings and priests. Remember? Now, he's rejected us from that, and we are in deep doo-doo today. Oh. I know all of that. Well, okay, but this is, I'm going to make a point with all of this. So hang in here with me, brothers and sisters. Hang tight. Since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I also forget your children. All right, here we are today. We were in apostasy. We got kicked out of the land of Israel. We got scattered all over the place. There have been a remnant that have tried to be true throughout history. There's a remnant today. Verse 7. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. My esteem they have changed into shame. The teachings of these churches today, are they not shameful? Are they not the opposite of what it says in the scriptures? The liberalized Judeo-Christian churches. Who do they serve? They certainly don't serve Yahweh. Okay. I'll link all this in a minute. Verse 8. They eat the sin of my people and lift up their desire to their crookedness. Now this is the false pastors and those that control them, okay? We'll get to that. Bear with me. Verse 9. And it shall be like people, like priests. And I shall punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. And that's the reading. Now we're done with that. That's the book of Hosea. As I said, the title of this sermon is Controllable. What are all these things designed to do? The deceptions, the lies, the control of the media and the Hollywood movies by which they program our people, our children specifically. The false teachings in the so-called churches, which reaches mainly the adults. The control of our school systems, because they put their people in charge of the curriculum that the children of Israel receive. The manipulation of the political structure, putting their people in, because they have lots of money to run for office, putting their people in to legitimize these agendas that they have brought forth. To legitimize race mixing, to legitimize white genocide, to legitimize the Holocaust, to demonize the German people, to make it improper to even be white today. the promotion of other races above white people, even though the whites are more qualified for the positions. The siphoning off of the industry in this nation, so there's no good jobs. And what jobs are left, giving those jobs to non-whites, putting them in positions of power, when Scripture clearly says we are not to have strangers over us in authority. We've had a black whatever mongrel president now. We've had a number of Jews. We're not supposed to have Edom over us, but they put these people in. They've got laws passed. They're working on laws now to make what I'm saying right now a crime. A thought crime, a speech crime. You don't dare speak against them. What is the reason for this? Well, for one, the truther sites are exposing their ways. The word is going out very quickly. And what's happening is they are losing control, because the aim of all these things that they have brought to pass from the time of the garden, when Nahash seduced Eve and produced Cain, all the way up to now, the seed line of the serpent, the devil, their father, the devil, like Yeshua called him in John 8:44. Their aim is to make us, the true Israelites, controllable. We need to be controllable so they can systematically genocide us. And if they control our thoughts, they control the thoughts of our children, they control the education, they control what goes into our eyes and ears, those are agents of control to make Israel controllable, because they hate true Israel with an abiding hatred stemming from the war in heaven and us being placed in dominion over the planet that the devil wanted control over. Jealousy, hatred of Israel by his veritable seed line, his physical children. And they want us to be controllable. Well, there's a number of us out here, myself included, and a whole, I'm not alone. I'm not just the only voice crying in the wilderness. There's a lot of us out here that are throwing monkey wrenches into their machine and jamming up the gears. We're not aiding their controllability project. We're not going along with the program. We are in opposition, as it said in scriptures, that we would oppose these people. Now, why is that? Because the war in heaven is still raging with the children of the rebellious ones that were rebellious in heaven and now are here, hidden in form. A lot of them have lost their corporeal status, a lot of their DNA is spread into the satanic seed line that abounds, that seeks to control everyone, to make everybody on this planet controllable through disinformation, through withholding the truth. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And they have rejected knowledge, as it says in Hosea. So what's the consequences of rejecting knowledge? To voluntarily become dumbed down. The effect of that is to make you more controllable. Because they will feed you what they want to feed you as far as disinformation to control you. To make you controllable. And they're ramping up these killings all over the world. Our people are being en masse genocided through these wars. Who makes the best soldiers? Who do they want? Well, they want the white boys. They want them to enlist. So what have they done? How have they manipulated that? They've gotten rid of all the industry. They have favored non-whites with the best jobs. So the white boys, after coming out of their dumbed-down high school, look around and they say, well, what am I going to do? I don't have the money to go to college. Well, if they went to college, they'd be further indoctrinated, and they'd be worse off than if they didn't go to college. So what are they going to do? Are they going to get a menial job working as a wage slave? And a lot of them in the poorer families are a little confused. Well, I could sign up and I could join the army. And in the army, it'd pay for my education when I got out of the army, except you're not going to get out of the army. They're going to take you and they're going to indoctrinate you, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, whatever. You don't get in the Air Force as easily as you do some of the other services because very technical. The Navy, that's right behind the Army because they have a lot of pilots and a lot of technical stuff on the ships. But the Army and the Marines, the grunts on the ground, they're the killing machines that are going to go in and do the dirty work, okay? The Marines are a lot more elite as far as training than the Army. The Marines have always been a very formidable military force. But they've taken them and they have changed the training and the indoctrination. And they pound this stuff into these brains of these boys. Their mantra that they indoctrinate with today and make them controllable. Obey orders. Don't think. Just obey. Robots. Controllable robots. And these controllable robots would fire on American people if they were given the order. Don't doubt that. That's part of their plan. They have always used white people to kill white people. They're very subtle, more than any other beast of the field. What I say in Genesis, I read it to you. They're striking at the heel of the children of Eve, the white race. They're attacking true Christianity, striking at his heel. And the truth of what Yeshua Messiah taught us crushes their head. They can't avoid that. They're hit. Yeshua's truth, Yahweh's word, will always be a problem for them. Always. And they will always hate those that teach it. So when they lose control, and we're not quite so controllable, more of their actions are to hack websites, attack the truthers themselves, verbally, online, they have shills. When you get CI pastors that are really telling the truth, there'll be some white shill come out and call them a Jew. Oh, you're a Jew! You're a Jew! And if they think that if they say this enough, they'll get people to believe it. In some small part, that's true. A lot of people are on the internet that are bored to tears. They have no life. They don't have anything else. And they just run with anything they see on this internet. Well, I saw it on the web. Yeah, well, I know. And you believe it. You don't investigate it. You don't follow up on it. You just blindly believe whatever they tell you. Because now they have you in control because you are controllable. They are controlling you through the disinformation on the internet. They want you to be controllable. That's the goal of all this information. Little bit of truth, lots of lies, to make you controllable. Because if you are not controllable, you are a problem. Why, you might do something. They can't have that. You have to be controllable. And they are panicking today and getting more and more frantic in their attacks because the people have become less and less controllable. They're losing their control. And they're freaking out. Now, the minions of the Nakash, the children, their seed line has become so mixed throughout the ages that they have innate psychological psychiatric problems. Their DNA is so jumbled up that it has created non-functional aspects to their personality from the time they're born. They're born weird right from the womb. They've got a problem. There's a genetic disorder there. And then they're raised in their atmosphere of their Talmudic home. And that's so confusing and jumbled because their leaders are psychologically warped. So it just gets worse and worse and worse. Now, these people are not capable of controlling themselves. Therefore, they're having an ever-increasing problem with controlling us. And we, through the truther sites, are becoming less and less and less controllable. And it's going to build up to the head that is shown in scriptures when Yeshua comes back with his mighty messengers in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim. Well, of course they don't know Elohim because they're of their father the devil. And they couldn't control Yeshua, so they thought they were going to kill him. Well, that was engineered by the Father, so that final perfect sacrifice was made that bails all of Israel out if they accept it, and they lost control again there. That whole thing was designed at Calvary to take control away from these evil ones. Remove their control. It's a battle about who's going to be controllable and who is not. They're losing that battle. And I am very pleased to have a part in that. Okay. Yahweh gave me a period of time to do nothing but intensive study. Okay, I did that. It got me through that terrible time. And now I'm out, and now I'm teaching what he taught me to teach. I'm not controllable. Therefore, I am an enemy, a marked enemy of these evil people and of the seed of the Nakash. I'm not controllable. Man, he's out of control. You betcha. Don't you love it? Don't you just love it? I do. Ah, more coffee. You need to be aware of their plans to make you controllable. Okay, I've already become fully aware and awake, and I'm doing everything I can to throw monkey wrenches in their machinery. But you need to get busy and be part of this. When you gain knowledge, like what we give you here at EFR, and we ask you to look everything up. We don't want to hide things from you. We don't want to control you. We want you to be in control of yourself, of your life, of the knowledge input that is available to you. We want you to soak it all up, which is the opposite of what the opposition is doing to dumb you down and hide things from you to make you controllable. We don't want you to be controllable. We want you out of control so you can once again think. And thinking is the most dangerous thing that you can do. Thinking and examining and finding out the truth. Oh, no! You know, the little shirts that we've got out? You know, the Goyim? No. Yeah, we know. The knowledge. And knowledge makes people wise And when people get wise and wise up to the situation, they're no longer controllable. Less and less and less control all the time. So what do you do when you get knowledge? You need to pass it on. Now you need to be smart. You need to do things in private, and you still might pay a price. Somebody might rat you out at your job, and they'll call you in the office and let you go. You haven't done anything on the job, but in your private life, and there's no recourse to that.
Well, we understand that you're hanging around with these white supremacists, we really just can't have anybody employed here that would associate with those Nazis, and we're going to have to let you go. We've got a Somalian that's going to take your place, and he'll do a better job because he won't hang out with the Nazis. And do you think that's an exaggeration? Oh, I'm poking fun at it, and I'm doing the little voice thing. And but it's not an exaggeration. It's really not funny because it's real. They really do that to people in increasing numbers. If you work in a public venue at all, especially in any kind of educational office, and you have these controversial views, and you're at a party someplace and you say something, and they know where you work, and they contact your employer to get you fired. Well, we're not doing anything illegal here, but our PayPal account's been canceled. We're not doing anything illegal, but YouTube accounts have been canceled. As a matter of control, these are methods of control to make us controllable. Well, as it work, we're not controllable. But they do the same thing to you, maybe you will knuckle under. I don't know. You know, that's up to you. If they put enough pressure on you and succeed and make you controllable, then they're going to ruin your life. Because if you start stepping into party line, they're never going to forget that you had those evil thoughts. And you might think them in the back of your mind. They're still there. So they're going to do what they can. They never forgive or forget. And they will do what they can to destroy you. And you're going to have to be prepared for that. Which makes you even less controllable. Because the more prepared you are, the better equipped you are with knowledge on how to take care of yourself and even legally defend yourself against these people, that's a lack of control on their part, and it makes them panic. Because the goal of all their doings is controllability, to control the populace, control the thought. The very thoughts and emotions of the people. And in a great many instances, they have won that battle. There's a lot of people out there that are mind-numb robots that will have knee-jerk reactions to trigger words. And they're very controllable. They can elicit a certain response from those people by their methods of control. And one of those responses might be to just beat on you or club you or attack you physically. We've seen that. The sub-races are very controllable, very easily controlled, because they don't have that divine spark DNA that we Israelites have. We have a little natural protection from our Father against his control. So they will use these other sub-races to physically harm us. They are controllable. We are not. But their greatest victory is when they get one of our people to submit themselves to their control and become controllable. Then they use that Israelite, that white Caucasian individual, as a more effective weapon against us. They've always pitted us against ourselves. And a man's enemies shall be of his own household. Boy, oh boy, is that true. How many of the people that go along with the program today are of our own racial makeup? How many people attacking us today are attacking their own people and think nothing of it because they're controllable? They've been manipulated to the point where they think the thoughts that they are programmed to think and have become controllable. The object of our opposition is to get you to think for yourself. Don't believe everything we say just because we say it. That's what they do. We want you to investigate things. We want you to look things up. We want to give you scripture verses. We want you to read. We want you to search. Not just on the internet. Don't let the internet control you. The internet has some good stuff on it, but it's got a lot of garbage on it as well. You need to be very wary of what you see on the internet, because a lot of it is disinformation, some of it quite subtle, and it will lead you down the wrong path. You need to be very careful what you do with the internet. And yes, you will be spied on. They will watch you. But there's so many of us and so few of them. Even though they've got spyware out there, and they've got tons of information coming in, they don't have the personnel or the expertise or the competency to deal with it. They can't deal with uncontrollable people or uncontrollable information. That's why they're taking down these sites. To make the people that use the internet controllable. It's all about control. All about control. That's what they lust after. That's what their father lusts after. The devil wants control. Devil wants to control Yahweh's chosen people. And the end game is to eliminate us and only have his seed line here, and he has no love even for his own seed line, and he throws them under the bus on a regular basis. He doesn't even love his own, so how much more does he not love us? those of us who are not controllable. Well, I'm down to about the 10-minute from the top of the hour mark. I hope, which is the goal of what I am doing, that I have imparted enough information to you to make you think about things, to really examine the attempts out there today to control you. How are they trying to control you? And they're doing it in many, 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 many different ways. Monetary control, thought control, religious control, physical control, control of your children, control of your bank account, control of the people at your workplace, control of your very employment, control of your travel through all their regulations to restrict traveling, operating a vehicle, all the rules and laws they have implemented so subtly over time to control you. Are you going to be controllable? Are you going to figure out ways to circumvent their attempts to control you, thereby being less controllable? Now, I'm not telling you that there's not going to be repercussions if you do certain things. If you red flag yourself, that sicks them on to you. But I know they've red flagged me, but what have they done? All right, I did my prison sentence. I did that. But I did something that I had to do. I had to defend my life. And I was so uncontrollable that they had to try to off me. Quite honestly, they wanted to get rid of me because I was disseminating information. Well, they didn't quite get it done. And I had enough public support and enough notoriety that they could not conveniently do me in. And now I'm on EFR and I'm even less controllable. And I'm doing all these shows and I'm helping EFR and I'm doing some of the programming, you know, control, putting shows up. I'm controlling. Making sure the shows go in the slots. And we're getting better and better at it. They've attacked us through the internet over and over and over and over and over. But they haven't succeeded and are getting less successful all the time. We're doing what we can to fight, folks. We're really hitting them hard, every which way but loose. And our goal is to make you uncontrollable. They want you to be controllable. We want you to be uncontrollable. Not controlled by us, controlled by yourself. Your brain, your thoughts, your examinations of different things to see what's true and what's not. Be very, very careful of what's said on the internet. Okay? We've had to cull the herd here because some of our brethren have gone off into things that are not according to Scripture. And it has hurt us deeply because we thought those people were really sincere, and it turns out that they have things in their lives that put them at odds with the goal of what we have here at EFR. And we don't like to put out disinformation. There's too much of that. So we appreciate the feedback we get in the chat rooms and the emails. My website is www.pastorsteve.com. Okay? That should take you to my website. You may have to search around for me. You can go to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. That's all one word, thinkoutsidethebeast.com. That's Pat, Brother Hebert's site. Of course, you've got David James' site. We got Andy Hitchcock's site. You've got Anglo-Saxon Israel. All those sites are designed to inform you. I mean, there's just so much out there. Well, may Yahweh bless and keep you. I'll play a little song here and then play the outro music. Or play the outro music and then play a song. But may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll talk to you again next time. Praise Yahweh. Bye-bye.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip,